Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. That's Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen. Quite great. Dan Fogelberg. Still miss him, but as long as I'm on the air, we'll be playing his music, and I'll be telling you about it. That's from the Innocent Age album. It's a great album. You can still get it. I encourage you to find it. It's a double album, by the way. You know, folks, in the previous segment, I was talking about America needing a turnaround plan. We need this turnaround plan, folks. We've got to turn the country around. We've got time. We're not Greece. We're not Ireland. We're not Portugal. You know, we're not Italy. We're not Iceland, or we're not Great Britain. Not England. We're America, and but for no particular reason other than. We are America. We're not as bad off as they are, but we are headed in that direction financially. We have warnings. You know, America, if we don't turn around this country, if we don't turn around our spending and our come to grips and quit being in denial about how we're spending money, how we managing our money, and where the real source of our prosperity comes from. If we can't get that into our heads, we can never, ever say that we weren't warned, because we have been warned. All the things that we're doing wrong in America, the Europeans have already done it. They're way ahead of us, and we now see their consequences. So we can literally look across the Atlantic Ocean and see the condition of America. In 5 or 10 years, we will never be able, ever, to be able to say we weren't warned. Which brings me to this thing about our political class. You know, Anthony Weiner won't resign. Now, he's making noises like he might now, but boy, he's really fought it hard. Anthony Weiner won't resign. You know why he won't resign? Because he can't imagine not being a member of Congress. He is defined by being a member of Congress. Folks, that may be the most dangerous person in the world. In fact, in the United States, I'm going to say the most dangerous person in America is any person who can't imagine what he or she would do if they weren't a member of some government body. If they're so wedded, so defined by that position that they can't imagine, it makes them almost not want to live to not be in that position. That's the most dangerous person in the world, in the United States, because they're making decisions about you and me. When they're making decisions that you and I have to live with, I should say, based on how they can maintain that status. And that's how you define what I call the political class. What I've heard others, I think George Will was the first person that I ever read use that term. I'm sure he got it from somebody else, or he might not have. He's a smart guy. The political class. The political class, folks, has become the enemy of America. And here's what's happened, though. You and I bestowed that upon them by saying things like this. Why doesn't somebody do something about this and then expecting a politician to do it? But here's what's worse. When we believe that the government should be in charge of the economy, when we've allowed people to believe that the government should be in charge of jobs, when we elect a president and say, why aren't you creating jobs? You need to be creating jobs. And then you've got a president like Barack Obama who actually believes that, who actually believes that he should be creating jobs. And then when you have that situation, then you have a president like Barack Obama who thinks, well, if I'm supposed to be creating jobs, then I'm going to create the jobs that I like. And so he is. And so he continues to pick winners and losers. And so he continues to focus on certain kinds of jobs. Jobs that are only for green companies. Jobs that are only for union companies. Folks, this is not me picking on him. These are facts. You can watch him do these things. As long as we have the idea that the president is in charge of running the country. Barack Obama is not even in charge of running the country, let alone the economy. My friends, we're Americans. You and I run this country. We run this country. His job is to run the government. We need to differentiate, folks, between the government and the country, between the government and the economy. Americans run the country. Americans run the economy. Politicians, the government, should run themselves, but mostly what they've been doing for the last few generations is getting in the way of the country and getting in the way of the economy. Folks, in this next election cycle, we need to remember that, and we need to elect people who understand that as the president, as senators, as congressmen, they're supposed to run the government, not the country, and certainly not the economy. It's almost 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.